Try and get some Elvis on for you in a mo. News on the way. First of all, let's talk mash. Now, how do you like yours? Fluffy, maybe? Nice and light? Or maybe a little bit lumpy or crushed? That's quite a Cosmo way of having it, isn't it? What about covered in mustard? Or, I don't know, cabbage? The Irish way? I'm talking, of course, about mashed potato. Did you know, though, that there are 3,500 ways of making it? Wow. Some rather fun research done by the Potato Council reveals that not only that, but, you know, everything else you could possibly ever want to know about mash, but we're afraid to ask. Somebody who's probably made most of them in his time is TV chef James Martin. Joins me now. Morning, James.
How are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. I can't quite get my head around 3,500 stars of mash. Surely you just you just open the packet and pour it in the bowl, don't you? And
oh yeah, we do that all the time. Yeah, I've just seen it on a Saturday morning. Yeah, just add a bit of water. Dear. Yeah,
unbelievable. Now, I know we've got Caroline there with the Potato Council. Caroline, morning to you.
Good morning. I'm going to have to dive in straight away. I like mint jelly in my mash.
Mint jelly?
Absolutely. Come on.
I've been trying to teach you, Jim.
Right, Jane, let's go back to basics here now, because, of course, you reckon there are, what, over 3,000 ways of making mashed potato. Can that possibly be true?
Well, looking at this survey, it probably is true, to be honest, but I kind of do things my own way, and I found the best way to make mashed potato is always by hand, never by machine. I think if you mix it either in a food processor or with a hand whisk, it ends up being sort of, not only can it be lumpy, but most importantly, it can be waxy and it turns into sort of a wallpaper paste. It's kind of the stuff that you used to have for school dinners when you were a kid, and they used to basically put it in a machine and leave the machine running and running. So I'd stay away from that, always mix it by hand, but most importantly, invest in a potato ricer. And it's only a cheap bit of kit. It's about sort of a tenner. And when you put the potatoes in it, once they're cooked and drained really well, and then you basically squeeze them through the potato ricer. But when you
cook, that looks like a large garlic crusher, doesn't it?
Exactly the same thing. Yeah, what it does make is smooth mash straight away. But when you're actually chopping the potatoes up for cooking, try and cut them up into big pieces and cook them for longer rather than small pieces, because they absorb different amounts of water.
Well, you're getting technical on me now.
Well, no, if you cut them up smaller, it speeds up the cooking, but also you end up with more water in the potatoes, so you'll end up having to dry them out for longer.
True enough. Caroline, what's the best potato for mash? Is it Maris Piper?
Maris Piper is a great choice for mash, actually, is Desiree. Big favourite back at home with its red skin and nice kind of creamy insides.
Pretty good. And what do you do with it then, James, to come up with all these different recipes? I mean, we've had horseradish mash suggested this morning. That's quite a nice idea. I like the sound of that with a beef stew.
That's my idea of food hell.
Really?
Yeah, horseradish is the most horrendous ingredient in the world. It's got to be
the
worst. No, it's the worst ingredient in the world. Look, we've all got to have a food in heaven and food hell. That is mine. Horseradish is horrific. Never, ever plant it in your garden, because you have to dig. Currently, my garden has actually dug down to New Zealand at the moment to try and get rid of it. It just keeps coming up. But horseradish wouldn't be in mine. I would basically make my mashed potato with butter, a little bit of cream, or a little bit of milk. But then when you put it in a dish, top it with things like some thin sliced pancetta and Silesia cheese, and then grill it. So you've got a crusting top over the top. Pan Haggerty. You know Pan Haggerty, that fantastic dish? You don't have to use mashed potato. It can be just sliced potatoes and onions topped with cheese, slowly baked in the oven. Wonderful dish in its own right.
Classic. That sounds good.
Oh, it's classic northern dish, but in mash.
Cole Cannon's my favourite, with a nice bit of cabbage in there and a huge amount of butter. I mean, it's got to be swimming in butter.
Yeah. I mean, all that kind of stuff. You can turn them into cakes. If you take that and allow the mixture to go cold and then basically pat it up into little cakes and then pan fry it, and you can serve it with fish and a little bit of mustard, which is wonderful, a little bit of mustard sauce. But they're all great, you know.
Great thing about mash is it's just so adaptable. You can have it with lots of butter, but equally you can just add a bit of low-fat spread or some creme fraiche, and they're all great combinations. So if you're looking for a more diet version, they are out there too.
It's what you put it with. Andy's tweeted me here saying, got to have mash with some good quality bangers. You can't beat it. And this one from Mark and Ange, listening in Thuringo this morning, say, Jim, our favourite is Bubble and Squeak with some great pork sausages. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Bubble and Squeak. It's proper stuff as well. Yeah, I mean, it's so versatile. Not only as we're talking about it for dishes, but don't forget that it's the topping for things like shepherd's pie, cottage pies. You can mix it into soups to thicken it up, fish cake, fish pies, all manner of different things, and that's why I think we end up with the amount of different mashed potato recipes that we've got.
Now, the one downside to a potato, Caroline, is that it doesn't form any of your five a day, does it?
But yet it is naturally fat-free. It's got vitamin C, B6, B1 and folate. So it's actually a bonus because as well as eating all those great vegetables, you can have your potatoes too. And they're enjoyable, they're tasty, and you get the vitamins with them.
Well, can I just get your temperature on mashed sweet potato? What do you make of that, James?
Not really. I'd put it in the horseradish category, mate. You know what I mean?
You do not hide your light under a bushel here,
sweet
do you?
Sweet potato, what's all that about? I don't want that. No. Okay. It's not right, is it? It shouldn't be
good
a potato.
Classic. A good classic English mashed potato, you can't beat it. And now, as it's so autumnal out there today, we're all thinking about this, aren't we? So some great recipes there, guys. Thanks ever so much, James Martin. And from the Potato Council, that was Caroline.
Thank you both very much, that was fun.
News on the way in a month.
Thank you, take care, won't you?
Thanks.
Take care.
Cheers, bye.